And don't take it the wrong way. I'm not trying to stir anything up, but do you believe what the president has said, that he believes that Steve Sisolak is trying to rig the upcoming election here in the state of Nevada? Do you believe that? Call me right now. Regardless of your affiliation, we ought to start doing it like they do on C-SPAN. Republican voters or conservative voters, call this number. Liberals, call this number. We ought to start doing that. Anyway, 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. Do you believe that Steve Sisolak would try and rig this election? I mean, he did single-handedly, with the help of the Democrat legislature, did less than 100 days from Election Day try and turn this thing upside down. What do you think? We'll find out coming up in our next half hour, and we'll go to some calls. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
431 as we check out the traffic cams all over southern Nevada. You're still heavy as you work your way there through the resort area of the 15, mainly between Sunset and Sahara in both directions. You'll touch the brakes there, 215 westbound at Gibson, as you merge on from the 515 to go west on the 215. Speaking of the Beltway, we're getting some moderate flows as you make your way through there. 215 east at Windmill, 215 westbound at Green Valley. And the construction work continues on Tropicana. It's going to be going on into October. And that is mainly at this point between Pecos and Boulder Highway.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Some interesting comments made by Vegas Golden Knights general manager Kelly McCrimmon. He said settling the team's goaltending situation is a priority for the offseason, as both Robin Lehner and Marc-Andre Fleury are on the roster. When Lehner was acquired, the talking point was that he was coming in to be really insurance for Fleury, but then he ended up starting more than Fleury down the stretch of the year, and it did seem to be somewhat of a distraction. Raiders football, they host the Saints coming up on Monday night. Daniel Carlson, their place kicker, has been named the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature. protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding patiently, and we thank you for that. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Pat. Pat, you're up, and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for taking my call. I don't put anything past Sisolak. He's funded by Soros, so... you know, all bets are off. We're in trouble. We got to get united and beat them. And also, I talked to you a couple weeks ago, and I mentioned that we should have Trump come to Nellis instead of
Sisolak.
And I guess War took... He said he thought of it, but
come on.
I'd like to see Wayne governor, really.
Nah, that'd be cool. That would be cool.
He'd
probably have to take a pay cut. He'd probably have to take a big pay cut, though, and I don't think he'd like to do that.
No, I know he's on the fence, and he's thinking, why should I? But I know he could beat his ass and get us back on track.
Well, and maybe we need some more of that Trump magic here in the state of Nevada.
Well, Wayne is just like Trump, and it could work if he had the ambition. But I don't know what's going on in his life. But hopefully, maybe we can do something.
There you go, Pat. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. The president. Speaking of the president. The president was absolutely amazing today, responding to leftist rhetoric and revolution talk. In fact, let's see if we can squeeze this in. This is a cut four. This is the president today at the National Archive responding to all of this nonsense that we're hearing from the anarchists. This was the president earlier this morning.
Left-wing mobs have torn down statues of our founders, desecrated our memorials, and carried out a campaign of violence and anarchy. Far-left demonstrators have chanted the words, "America was never great." The left has launched a vicious and violent assault on law enforcement, the universal symbol of the rule of law in America. These radicals have been aided and abetted by liberal politicians, establishment media, and even large corporations. Whether it is the mob on the street or the cancel culture in the boardroom, the goal is the same, to silence dissent, to scare you out of speaking the truth, and to bully Americans into abandoning their values, their heritage, and their very way of life. We are here today to declare that we will never submit to tyranny. We will reclaim our history and our country for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. The radicals burning American flags want to burn down the principles enshrined in our founding documents, including the bedrock principle of equal justice under law, in order to radically transform America. They must first cause Americans to lose confidence in who we are, where we came from, and what we believe. As I said at Mount Rushmore, which they would love to rip down and rip it down fast, that's never going to happen. 2 months ago, the left wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. As many of you testified today, the left-wing rioting and mayhem are the direct result of decades of left-wing indoctrination in our schools. It's gone on far too long. Our children are instructed from propaganda tracts like those of Howard Zinn that try to make students ashamed of their own history. The left has warped, distorted, and defiled the American story with deceptions, falsehoods, and lies. There is no better example than the New York Times totally discredited 1619 Project. This project rewrites American history to teach our children that we were founded on the principle of oppression, not freedom. Nothing could be further from the truth. America's founding set in motion the unstoppable chain of events that abolished slavery, secured civil rights, defeated communism and fascism, and built the most fair, equal, and prosperous nation in human history.
The president was at his very best. It was a low-key speech. Coming up in just a bit, the president's going to be in Wisconsin at a rally, and I guarantee you, you will hear a much different president than you did this morning. Stay where you are. We'll come back with more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you've gotta rise up.
Can we just talk? AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Acura believes in sticking to the facts, like the fact that the 2020 Acura ILX is a quick-to-react compact sports sedan with an impressive power-to-weight ratio. Did you know there are no muscles in your fingers? Their function is controlled by muscles in your palms and arms. That's also a fact. And now you're looking at your hand. Creepy. Acura. Less talk, more drive. Visit your local dealer to learn more facts.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Craig Mueller. Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That number again, 702-887-1731. Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates. There are few things that anger me in this world. But having to listen to people who are just wrong. I mean, they are just flat out wrong. And that's what happened this morning. I'm sitting watching. What's one of the great things about working afternoons and afternoon drive is that I have my mornings off. So I prep the show, and I watch what's going on the news to make sure that we're talking about the news of the day. We knew that a major story today was going to be, the reopening of the bars. For a lot of my friends who are bartenders and waiters and servers, and this is a good day for them. I'm just worried there are a lot of businesses that are not going to be coming back, you know. But one of the things I saw was Chuck Schumer. He took to the Senate floor this morning and responded to the Trump talk about the red and blue state death totals. Now, to me, what the president said, when you factor out blue states, red states have done relatively well with the COVID-19. Their death tolls and they've just done a better job of managing. And for some unexplained reason, Chuck Schumer just went nuts about this. No, he did. Let's go to cut five. This is Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, on the floor of the United States Senate this morning. Here it is.
The president held a press conference yesterday afternoon that was so callous, so uninformed, so egomaniacal, so divisive, that I am compelled to respond to it this morning. We're in the middle of a global pandemic that has killed nearly 200,000 Americans, far more than the number of Americans who died in World War I. More than any other nation on God's green earth, more than countries with larger populations, and more than countries with mere fractions of our wealth and power. And here's how the president spoke about the number of American deaths yesterday at his press conference. Quote, if you take the blue states out, we're at a level that anyone in the world would be at. If you take the blue states out, we're at a really very low level. Yes, Mr. President, if you don't count the total number of Americans who have died, you might think it's not so bad. If you close your eyes and pretend that half of the country doesn't exist, maybe some might think you didn't do such a spectacularly awful job. What kind of person looks at the number of dead citizens in the country he is supposed to lead and, in an attempt to glamorize himself, dismisses every American who died in a state that didn't support the president politically? What a disgrace! It's monstrous. Not a shred of empathy, not an ounce of sorrow. What kind of president do we have? The president just wants you to see a graph about how his catastrophic failure to fight COVID-19 could have been worse. I suggest President Trump spend some time reading the stories of the men and women across the country who have passed away from this terrible virus. This isn't about a number. Oh, no. It's about the people that families and communities have lost, whether they be in red states or blue states. Many of these families have been unable to hold funeral services to properly mourn their loved ones for fear of spreading COVID to another member of their family. That's why these remarks by the president are so horrific. What does the outcome of an election determine if these lives should be counted? Isn't that awful?
No, you are awful. Chuck Schumer, you're awful. The president was simply citing the figures, and the figures don't lie. In the blue states, more people died. In the red states, more people lived. And don't blame the president for that. I mean, all he's doing is just saying, here are the numbers. We report, you decide. Why? Somebody tell me what's wrong about that. Call me. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I mean, tell me what's wrong with that. Maybe I'm missing something. Stay right where you are. Don't forget, coming up, Jessica Anderson from the Heritage Action. She's going to come on and talk about that those amazing billboards that are up in New York, Dallas, and where? Atlanta, and maybe more going up soon. We'll find out. And they say, no police, no peace. For those of you that want to defund the police, take $1 billion out of the New York City police budget. How about that? I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Fauci is no optimist. We are living right now through a historic pandemic outbreak. We do not see any particular end in sight.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio. Done right.
Uh-oh.
Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper. But you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am so genuinely excited. You know why? You know why? Because the bars are going to be reopening. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a big drinker, so this is not for me. This is for the people that work. There are going to be people, there are going to be tens of thousands of people here in Las Vegas that are going to be coming back to work now that the bars are open. The state COVID-19 task force approved Clark and Elko counties being able to reopen. That is so neat. That is so many people. The unemployment numbers are going to go way, way, way down. The bars can open at 11:59 p.m. Sunday. So Sunday night leading into Monday morning at 11:59, the bars will open. I don't know how they figure this out. Yeah, we're going to make it really difficult. We'll do it in the middle of the night. We'll do it 11:59. Not, don't say 12 midnight. Don't say 12 midnight. Just, you know, they could have done it at 8 o'clock in the morning. They could have done it at high noon or 6 o'clock. These people that are running our state are idiots. They really honestly are. By the way, 47 days and counting. 47 days till a presidential election. October 17th is the start of early voting. Yeah, and we're going to be keeping tabs on this. And don't forget, the ballots are going to start going out first week of October. So, and we got debates. We got all kinds of stuff going on. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. One of the things we're going to do in our next hour, talk about these billboards and what it means to defund the police. Yeah, we'll talk with Jessica Anderson from Heritage Action. I'm Kevin Wall. You are listening to AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
everybody. It's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is gold.